Welcome to the BYU Sports Cave, a podcast brought to you by the Torn by Sports Network. We're now hosted on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and iTunes. It's time to slap in your earbuds and take a seat in the den.
Here's what's coming up on today's podcast.
All right, sports fans, I'm here to tell you what I believe. First off, I believe that I have a man crush on Tom Homo, and you should too. And you need to know that that doesn't violate BYU's honor code. I also believe that the honor code was changed to show the Big 12 that BYU is ready to play. I also believe that BYU is one of the safest campuses in the country, and I'll tell you why. I also believe that religious discrimination does occur. However, I don't believe it's the reason why BYU might get left out of the Big 12. In fact, you gotta follow the money. Show me the Benjamins.
Around the horn.
All right, folks. Tom Crush. Tom Homo is probably the best AD we have ever had at BYU. The guy just gets it, folks. He doesn't go out on the radio shows and air dirty laundry or say wild things like BYU is going to be held out of the Big 12 for religious discrimination. No, no, no. He is way too cool for school on this one. Now, Wednesday, the 17th, Tom Homo had his annual Education Week speech on the BYU campus. Of course, where else would he have it? And he was going to address the state of the athletic department. Now, it's been reported by many news outlets that the crowd was so large that BYU had to set up overflow rooms in another part of the building, as the classroom he was in was way too small. Tom played it cool. I watched it. And he made a joke about the opening prayer, and he thanked that he needed it. Typical LDS fare when giving talks. And he addressed the reason why so many people were there. Right out the gate, and he started talking about the Big 12. He strictly addressed the item that he wouldn't be talking anything about the Big 12. Quote, "I know there are a lot of questions regarding our conference and membership, but I won't be able to say anything about those." He went on to cite that he had a respect for the process and a respect for the West Coast Conference. And I liked his phrase here, and he says, "It's just the right thing to do." I agree, Tom. You should continue to do the right thing. Now, here is what I think the brilliance that is Tom Homo. He gets it. He went on to stress how much he appreciates BYU's fan base. Quote, "Cougar Nation is the fans, not just BYU alums, not just LDS church members. What I found from traveling all over the country is that we have people who support BYU sports athletics that aren't members of the church and not BYU alums." I love that. Beards and beer. We welcome everyone. Beards and beer. In these words, he was making a comment to those who are listening in the Big 12. We are more than just the school. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I can assume you agree. And it's okay to declare your Tom Crush too. At least as an AD, the guy sure knows how to do the media right. Honor this. This week, BYU amended their honor code due to an ACLU request to allow students who change their faith to keep their ecclesiastical endorsement by having it signed somebody other than an LDS bishop or an LDS authority. So, I'll let your inner conspiracy theorist run a little wild in your head. Why the timing? Why the timing between the beards and beer and the change in the honor code? That's right, folks. It is in my opinion that this was another signal that Tom has already communicated to the Big 12 that BYU has changed its honor code before, and the honor code will evolve over time. Slow, but it will evolve. Now, I wrote a piece on this earlier this last week over at the Torn by Sports Network website, and that's tornbysports.com. Click on podcasts and click on the BYU Sports Cave. The piece that I'm referencing is BYU Football, 5 Reasons You Can Calm Your Troubled Heart. Safest college campus. Folks, in my Twitter timeline, there is a couple of tweets that I will embed in the website post for your convenience. And this refers to a couple of non-BYU generated statistics stating what are the safest campuses in the United States. Why? Well, with all the LGBT discussion, the brouhaha that it's caused, people need to know that BYU is a safe place. It's also really free of hate crimes. That's right, folks. It's there. Now, hate crimes are a crime that somebody might commit against another person based on race, religion, sexual orientation, and the like. It's a hate crime. However, we will get to that stat. First, I found the Daily Beast. Now, it's www.thedailybeast.com. Posted an article called the Daily Beast College Safety Rankings. And they went and ranked 458 of the largest colleges and universities in America to determine which are the most dangerous. 458. So, if your university had a very low number, like 1, then you're the not safest school in America. It's bad. If you had a high number, then your school was more safe or safer than others. You want to know where BYU landed, folks? Well, before that, let's talk about the Pac-12. At number 289, so about midway, the University of Utah. Number 212, Oregon State University. Number 170, the University of Oregon in Eugene. Number 130, the University of Arizona. Number 52, you notice the numbers are getting really low now? USC. Number 32, Cal Berkeley, the home in Northern California, the bastion of understanding and liberalism. And folks, you're in my favorite, number 19, Stanford, that bastion of enlightenment, research, and, well, bigotry for not letting a non-research institution into the Pac-12. Oh, wait. Colorado's there. So where did BYU land? Let's get to the point. 416th out of 458 universities. 416. Granted, this study was done in 2010. So it's dated. It was 6 years ago. The fact is that any data that we can look at and evaluate about safety will be just a little bit dated. So, a very good Twitter follow that I would recommend you do and follow is Kelsey Price. And she's a soccer fan. Probably an Uber soccer fan and may or may not work for a soccer team. She rightly pointed out that statistics can be manipulated by universities. You are right, Kelsey. Especially when you look at clergy-reported items. Now, when I say clergy-reported items, if there was any undue influence by a church to tamp those types of things down, that's where the church is, not just the church, might be tempted. Now, universities aren't immune to this. The data can be skewed a little bit. And like I said, it would be true for a religious university or a non-religious university, because when you're touting little Molly, who's coming to school, you're talking to more than just Molly. You're talking to mom and dad. And mom and dad want their child to come to a safe university. So they may or may not report the incident that occurred on campus. They might report it somewhere other than campus or right outside the border of the campus, where the campus police would no longer have jurisdiction, but Provo or Salt Lake County or some other jurisdiction would have authority. So I went to the FBI crime statistics, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI publishes their data regularly. And the crime statistics are available for you. You just need to be able to download it, and it's in Excel, and you can look at the data. It's reported from them, and it breaks down all these things. Now, remember, before when we started talking about what a hate crime was, when you commit a crime against those protected classes, it's considered a hate crime. So I looked at all of Utah. What I did notice, and I'll be very, and we'll put the I'll put the picture up on the post here on Torn by Sports, but I want you to look at a couple of things. Either Provo didn't submit their data, or BYU, or we can look at the previous report over at our buddies at the Daily Beast, and we can see some similarities that are kind of creeping out here. Folks, there wasn't anything there. They didn't have any hate crimes. So let's kind of cover it up. Not cover it up, but cover the topic. The different sectors of hate crimes are race, religion, sexual orientation, ethnicity, disability, gender, and gender identity. Good old BYU and Provo had zero. Zilch. Nathan. Nada. They actually broke the universities and colleges out, and the University of Utah actually only had two. One was reported about someone's race, and the other one was about somebody's religion. None other of the universities, so Weber State, Utah State, Dixie, any of these other universities are not there. So it lends to me that we can probably look at both of these sources and draw some conclusions. We have a pretty safe state. Provo is a really safe place to send your child to go to school. For the entire state, there are only three reports on sexual orientation crimes. Two were in Brigham City, and one was from the Highway Patrol. No location was given, but this is some data sources, guys. So you can make up your mind for yourself. You can believe all the news and get all tied up in that letter by those 25 LGBT folks. or you can believe the stats. For me, the data just doesn't back up what they're saying. Provo is safe. Provo has been a safe place to be who you are. And more importantly, it isn't just a new thing. It's been safe for decades. The stats bear it out.
My dad's podcast is sponsored by...
When I'm not saving fluffy, adorable kittens, I'm saving 6 cents on every gallon every day with Maverick's Adventure Club Nitro debit card. Get nitroed at maverick.com.
Next on my dad's podcast, Outside the Lines.
All right, let's sit down and have a talk about the Big 12 and if BYU will get in or not. Now, for the Scooby-Doo super happy version, I still think BYU has a shot at the Big 12. And that the 200 school interview process actually helps BYU rather than hinders it. It slows it down for sure. But what's our goal, people? To get in or not to get in? Tom Holmoe knows what he is doing. And people, I trust that we still have a shot. A good shot of getting in. So I want to be clear. I'm not a source, or do I have breaking news? But up or down, I still like our chances. Now, let's discuss our super conspiracy, evil manipulated version. Let's look at the timeline. The Big 12 says they won't expand anytime soon. We were all depressed, right? Then the ACC gets this huge contract and a grant of rights for a digital network and broadcast. The story leaks that if the Big 12 expands, networks would be on the hook to pay $400 million if they expand by two teams, and $800 million by four teams. The Big 12 presidents meet and come out with a huge reversal, and ta-da, we're expanding. The networks, ESPN and Fox, release to the media that they don't like what the Big 12 is doing. The LGBT thing happens. The 200 school tribunal gets announced. Now, if your mind is as evil as mine and you start thinking and ripping this apart, let's insert the following items. Before the details of the Big 12 contracts are leaked or released, the Big 12 presidents and Bowlesby sit down and talk with a lawyer who points out that, hey, if you expand, you could get a ton of money. Before they announce that the Big 12 wants to expand, the president and Bowlesby talk to that same lawyer and they devise a game of chicken with the networks so they can get a better deal, a more lucrative deal, and stay at 10 members. This effectively would give them the additional money, and they would be able to spread that over the same 10 universities, and they wouldn't have to expand. The presidents, remember, didn't want to expand in the first place. And if the networks agreed to pay the Big 12 presidents not to expand, kind of like not growing crops, the federal government gives them a subsidy, Then, after all, it was the network's idea not to expand. Not the Big 12's. And they wouldn't have to say no to BYU yet again. They could simply point to the networks, and BYU wouldn't be able to do jack. So, this is absolutely a bummer and depressing for sure. Do I hope we're in? Yes, I do. But, like always, folks, I'll let you decide. All right, folks, that's a wrap. If you like what you've heard and want to know more about what I believe, you can always follow me on the Twitter machine at BYU Sports Cave, or you can email me your hate or feedback at BYUSportsCave@gmail.com. Join me next week on the BYU Sports Cave here on the Torn by Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes Podcast, and Stitcher Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.